Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Verdon moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield strikes out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landrum moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landrum moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landrum tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Banks moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jimmy Schaefer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mazeroski moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon strikes out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. 2 outs. Elmo Plaskett pinch hits for Jim Pagliarani. Elmo Plaskett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plaskett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Elmo Plaskett now catching. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landrum strikes out. Plaskett drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Landrum out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Sturdivant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into right field. Brock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brock. Skinner goes all the way around to score. Stargell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1 Cubs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Plaskett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hubbs is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Verdon is 0-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bailey is 0-2 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elmo Plaskett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Plaskett is 0-1 in the game. Plaskett hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Schaefer is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Schaefer takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jackson is 0-2 in the game. Jackson bunts towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Mazeroski covering, for the out. Schaefer moves to second. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Landrum is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. Schaefer moves to third. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rogers is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry Elliott pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Elliott strikes out. One out. Dick Schofield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Schofield is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Skinner is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brock is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stargell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Stargell moves to second. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mazeroski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stargell moves to third. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Stargell scores. 2 outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schaefer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Elmo Plaskett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plaskett is 0 for 2 in the game. Plaskett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Savage pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Savage is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.